From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
Welcome to another Mark Bishop podcast on the Business Radio X Network. You know, global trade concerns and deteriorating economic fundamentals have left investors cautious, nervous, if anything. My guest is Gene Goldman, CFA, Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research for Cetera Investment Management. And I want to touch on updates with Gene on Brexit, the trade war, and the Fed's recent decision to cut interest rates, and what the heck all of this means. Welcome, Gene.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me on your show. I look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you. Listen, there seems to be several forces as we approach the end of the year continuing to create caution in global markets. What's your take, may I ask?
Yeah, it's funny because you say caution and your listeners are probably like, what do you mean caution? The stock market's up 25% this year. And
yeah,
that's true. But our caution is driven by the fact that, think about this, earnings drive stock prices, historically speaking. So if earnings go higher, stocks tend to go higher. Makes sense. This year, earnings are expected to be flat, whereas stocks are up, 25%. You're seeing valuations increase dramatically. Right now, the PE ratio, the valuation of the market, is at 17.5. The long-term average for the last 15 years is about 16. So it's a little pricey. So, and what's kind of pricing in is that just this optimism that the trade war gets resolved and that the Fed will continue to lower rates going forward. And we do believe a lot of this is already priced into the market. Plus, we're one tweet away from the trade war being back on again.
Yeah, so. One tweet away, right. Well, this is it. There's a lot of naysayers out there, and I think they're politically motivated, to be honest. We saw a trade truce, but it wasn't a trade resolution as yet. Truce resolves, one source of worry, but we see still need a deal that ends existing tariffs, I think, and that's going to change things. Now, I guess it's harder to imagine, Gene, at S&P 500 at similar or higher levels 1 year from now without a trade deal. I mean, better confidence over global economic growth and improved corporate earnings. I mean, that helps everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah, you definitely said it. I mean, you've seen the trade war has had so much impact in our economy. Yes, manufacturing is weaker, but yes, it's only 15% of our economy, but it's definitely weaker. Consumer is fine. Consumer is driving the economy, especially with a strong labor market. But you look at Europe, for example. Germany is teetering on a recession. UK narrowly avoided a recession. Mm. All this is trade war and Brexit related. And so we do hope, we do need to see a trade war being resolved. And, we do believe it will be resolved, and we can talk about those reasons later when you want to.
Mm. So, coming from you, what are the main three reasons today why those that are cautious? What would you label those?
Those three reasons? We would lay them out. Number one is just, again, going back to the trade war. So trade war is concerning in the sense that, consumer, the next set of tariffs are going to be on the consumer, again, unless they get reversed. But again, President Trump has shown in the past, and this is not a political statement, that he can and will reverse decisions. So there's a chance he could do that again, what he did in May. Number two, valuations are expensive. Corporate earnings, we talked about corporate earnings, but third quarter earnings, are coming in, negative to around 2% year over year. That's not good. And then even on the fourth quarter, earnings are expected to come. We're expected to come in at about 4% year over year. Mm. Now you're looking; they're maybe coming in just under 1%. And then third of all, just political uncertainty. You've got press in terms of impeachment concern. You have Michael Bloomberg jumping into the foray. All that stuff is really creating this anxiety in the markets right now.
Mm. Yeah, if we didn't have all this stuff, what would they have to talk about? Tell me.
Mark, that's a great point, what you just said, because some people think that part of the reason why the trade war is lingering longer than anticipated is because it gives voters for the 2020 election something to talk about, something to focus on, as we need to vote to make sure that we have the right president in place to succeed guarantees for the trade war. And that's a great point, what you said, you know. Mm.
Well, I think if anybody's going to win the trade war, it will be him. I mean, he's going and stretching it as long as he can. You know, I think he's got a tough guy there to try and close in the Chinese. They're tough to do business with, as with another race I've experienced in my life in sales. They're two hardest to close, them and somebody else. But the reality is, I think you'll get there, you know. I'm talking with Gene Goldman. He's the Chief Investment Officer of Cetera Financial Group. What happens with your clients coming in at the moment? Are they, you know, what sort of questions do they hit you with, Gene? What's their biggest concerns?
Yeah, the number one is, you know, obviously politics, also the impeachment, also the trade war, also with the Fed, you know, what is the Fed doing, you know? And, you know, and then with all that said, you take this all together, the biggest question people have is, when is the recession coming? You know, my mom, for example, I think my mom is an average investor. She called me, you know, this summer. Okay. And that sounds weird. It makes it sound like I only talk to my mom once a season, but that's not the case. I'm just saying a conversation this summer. And she's like, Gene, how long have we been in this recession? And I said, Mom, listen, we're not in a recession because a recession is 2 negative quarters of GDP. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Gene, that's economics mumbo jumbo. That's not a recession. It's when I lose my job. And that's what everyone's concerned about. Will they have their jobs going forward if the economy slows down?
That's it.
And think about this. We have 1.3 million more jobs out there than people are looking for jobs. We have so many jobs out there.
Yeah, hard
everyone
to fill in
jobs.
Some cases.
Just
that's
jobs
it.
Jobs are plentiful.
Yep. I think they've got to really focus back on trade. You know, there's so many trades, particularly here in Tucson, you can't get people, you know? So it's got to be the same in other places around the country, you know?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's just, and then even like, there's so many jobs, even people that don't want jobs have jobs. There's so many jobs out there. So,
So where do you see the markets headed for the remainder of the year and into 2020?
So, broadly speaking, you know, we do think market returns will be below average. So long term, the stock market has returned about 9% and change, like 9.3% since like 1933. So we do believe that returns will be lower, probably in the low to mid single digits. We do, with that said, though, we do have one big prediction for the rest of this year and next year is that market volatility is going to pick up dramatically. And it just makes sense. You know, first of all, late in the business cycle, volatility always picks up. So if you look at the last few business cycles, you've seen this happen before. Second of all, you know, you look at the S&P 500, it tends to move plus or minus 1%, about 25% of the time. This year, you know, we've seen it move about 14% of the time. So we're definitely below volatility from a mean reversion standpoint. And third of all, as you start to read economic data, like good news and bad news and trying to react to it and tweets and all this stuff, you're going to see a lot of market volatility. We've seen it so much, even waiting for like a report, like even tonight, you know, even like this week, you know, Jay Powell, the head of the Fed speaks, President Trump speaks, the Economic Club of New York, people are going to be reacting to that like crazy, and that creates volatility.
I mean, it's all a game. I mean, I look at the stock market, you know, Mondays after the weekend, up it goes, come Tuesday, Wednesday, crashes down again by the end of the week, before the weekend and the barbecues, we're up again. You know what I mean? It's just unbelievable. Though we've touched on some of the key forces contributing to the current market situation, but what should we take away from the third quarter corporate earnings as we move through into the fourth quarter, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And we touched on this a little bit, but it's important. Going into the third quarter, earnings were expected to be down about 3.5%, but you know, year over year. And that's okay because last year earnings were up 20%. So it's a very higher number. It's a higher hurdle to beat. So down 3.5% for the third quarter. Given third quarter earnings, we saw better than expected results. We saw about 75% of companies beating earnings. We saw about 60% of companies beating revenue estimates. Mm-hmm. So now earnings are expected to be down maybe about 1% and change for the third quarter. Fourth quarter, you're looking at about maybe 0.8% to 1% on a positive note. We do what we are focusing on instead for earnings is management comments, management perspectives, what they're saying about business in terms of the trade war. What's interesting, you look at the CEO survey. It's a high correlation to business spending, and it's come down from an optimism. Now, you know, it's getting to almost pessimism state, which tends to drive down business spending. Mm. And this is one of the things that that the Fed highlighted in the most recent meeting about business spending slowing down.
So why is it that the Fed recently cut interest rates then? What's their thinking?
They cut rates three times this year, and their thinking was that they're you know, they didn't say trade war, but they alluded to global ramifications. So they are worried about the impact of the trade war. And plus, you think about the Fed, so they cut rates on October 31st. I think it was Halloween, or the day October 30th, around Halloween, or October 30th. And at that point, they had data probably through middle of October or so. And they were seeing some weakness in terms of survey data and manufacturing data. Mm-hmm. And they had some concerns. Plus, you were starting to see a slowdown in hiring, not in layoffs. You didn't see layoffs, but you're seeing a slowdown in hiring. And that tends to be an early stage of economic weakness. They're watching it carefully, and they just want to make sure the economy can continue going forward. So they've cited multiple reasons why, but really global data and the trade war was really their concern.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how should my investors be positioned in the current market? What's your advice to them?
So, yeah, our advice is think of, again, volatility we expect to pick up. So what you would do, we would do three things. Number one is rebalance back to your long-term investment objectives. What this means is that if you're a 60-40 investor, so you have 60% stocks and 40% bonds as your long-term investment perspective, with stocks moving up so much, you're probably over-allocated to stocks. Rebalance back to your original target. Go back to that safety of that 60-40. Mm-hmm. Second of all, within equities, diversify your equity risk. Look at other things other than large cap growth. Everyone loves FANG stocks and technology, but other areas are starting to do better. Healthcare, financials, industrials, these value areas. Mm. Also, international is starting to look attractive. Data is bad, but it's looking attractive. Mm-hmm. Third area is within fixed income. It's your safety money. Don't take risk within fixed income. Reduce your high yield exposure. Reduce your corporate bond exposure. A lot of investors jump in these areas to get higher yield, but you know these have higher correlations to stocks.
Well, that's it.
In the same direction.
I mean,
the stocks go down, they go down.
That's it. There's risk. there's risk, all right. So, exactly. Gene Goldman, yes. By the way, he provides day-to-day oversight of Cetera Investment Management, a focus on providing unbiased research about the economy and financial markets, asset allocation strategies, mutual funds, and other investment-related topics. And he also helps oversee the investment committee and their commitment to delivering thought leadership on the economy, financial markets, and investment strategies, as well as implementation and practice recommendations for advisors. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah. I was just going to say, I sound really busy.
Well, you have a Bachelor of Science in Engineering. I mean, Polytech Institute in Massachusetts. Yeah. And a Master of Business Admin. I was sort of wondering how on earth you ended up in this field, you know. But there you go.
I'm an engineer. You know, I went to school for engineering, and then I realized that, you know, I went to school for aerospace engineering, and then all of a sudden the Cold War ends, and I didn't want to be an engineer, so I switched careers. So,
well, that's the beauty of having
engineering.
There you go. All right. Well, it's always good to talk with you, Gene. You're fun, and you're more alert than most engineers I've ever met, I'll tell you now. So there you go.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
It's my pocket protector.
Thanks a lot, Gene. Gene Goldman, thanks. We'll talk to you again another time. Goodbye now.